Hello and welcome to Keswa 101. The rules are simple. 9 questions are randomly selected from my little black book here at the start of each series. Each contestant must answer these questions in the most honest way possible, hopefully disgracing themselves along the way. The 10th question is always, what would you put into Keswa 101? The Keswa 101 vault, banishing something that irks our contestants and that they wish to rid the world of. Only one rule here, people or animals are not permitted. So let's get cracking with episode 4 and our next contestant.
Question 1.
Who are you and what do you actually do?
My name is Dr. Atwell, Philip Atwell, and I teach biology at KESW. Well, some people call it that anyway.
Some people call it teaching, or some people call it KESW. Bit confused.
Question 2.
What are the best and worst bits of your job?
The best bits of the job are definitely the good-natured banter that I like to have with the students. That's sort of my specialism anyway. The worst bits are most definitely the amount of time it takes me to mark each piece of work. I'm just so sloth-like when it comes to marking. It's unbelievable.
What is it with our teachers? They don't like marking. They don't like report writing.
Question 3.
Why did you volunteer to do this podcast?
In hindsight, it was a bit of a mistake. It's taken me a lot of time to think these answers through. But seriously, at the time, I felt that it was important to help offer you, Steve, some help in your endeavours to continue to create the feeling of community in these very difficult times.
Question 4.
What's your favourite word and why?
Discombobulate. I've always loved this word ever since hearing it used so well by Robert Downey Jr. in the Sherlock Holmes films. Sometimes I think it sums me up a bit as well.
Question 5.
What is your favourite place and why?
Home, because home is where my family and all my home comforts are, and that's where I feel the happiest.
Question 6.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
Now, this is a difficult question to answer because what I order depends so much on my mood at the time. Right now, if I was ordering something, I'd probably order a pork kung po with egg fried rice and some pork dumplings and a little bit of soy sauce to dip them in.
Question 7.
What do you wish that you knew when you were 18 that you know now?
Just how intolerant other people can be of people's views and how damaging this can be. I've had many instances through my life where people have been so swept up in their own ideologies that they've been downright aggressive towards my own beliefs. I don't think you can fully appreciate how important it is to respect that others can have a different way of doing things and can have a different belief until you've experienced the wrong side of it.
Question 8.
What are you curious about right now?
DAWs, or digital recording workstations as they're known. When I was younger, I used to record a lot of stuff on 4-track tape systems, but I never really recaptured the joy of all this in the digital era, and I thought that I might have had time to rediscover the joys of recording during lockdown, but as it happens, us teachers are busier than now than ever, so bang goes that idea.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
Well, my kids told me that I should answer that I would be a big bear. In fact, when I worked at St. Paul's Boys, the kids there named me Baloo. Apparently, I have many of his personality characteristics.
Easy for you to say.
Not sure that's a good thing, however. What I put into room 101, I know that I'm a teacher, but can I please put marking into room 101? Is that allowed? It's the bane of my life. I am of the strong belief that unless students actually read the comments and act on them, then marking is little benefit for them and a waste of my time. Of course, I might have to remove it again if the students actually start paying attention to my comments and start doing what I suggest.
Well, thank you, Dr. Atwell. I don't think any staff will be complaining with your choice there. And so marking is sent to the Keswa 101 vault and is alongside COVID-19, rap music and plastic. What a mix that is. We've also learnt that we have two bears amongst the staff community here, and both appear to be rather sloth-like. Well, that's the end of episode 4 of the first series of Keswa 101. Check back tomorrow for the final episode in the series. It's a cracker. Bye for now.